Hello, and welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans. I'm David Bailey, and over the past nearly 12 years, this podcast has taken on many forms, from interviews and audio diaries to cultural snapshots and expat reflections. You might notice some different podcast names mentioned along the way, but it's all part of the same journey, one that explores life, people, and stories from this fascinating region I now call home. If you're enjoying the listen, I'd love it if you left a quick review or rating wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps others discover the show. And if something in the episode sparks your interest or curiosity, why not drop me a message? I always enjoy hearing from listeners. I always reply.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans, the podcast that takes you on a captivating journey into the heart of Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. Each episode, we delve into the rich history, vibrant culture, and hidden gems of this beautiful country. Through engaging conversations and personal anecdotes, we aim to bridge the gap between the Balkans and the rest of the world. So sit back, relax, and get ready to be inspired, entertained, and connected.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
This is the Balkan Adventures Podcast. Everyday life and experiences in the Western Balkans.
Hello and welcome to another Balkan Adventures podcast with me, David Bailey. This is the last podcast for 2017, and I thought that I could answer some of the questions that have been coming in through the blog and on the vlog, An Englishman in the Balkans vlog, about the traditional music of the country. There are, at the moment, quite a lot of different styles, and you would be silly not to think that electronic music and rock music and all that had not arrived in the region. Well, it had many, many, many years ago. But the traditional music from Bosnia-Herzegovina is normally called sevdalinka or sevda music. I would say, the traditional folk music of the country, although some people might get into an argument with me about that. And, of course, sevdalinka is not only in Bosnia-Herzegovina. It's actually over the centuries crossed out across the whole of the region of the former Yugoslavia. It's emotional music with lots of intense emotional melodies. They are elaborate if you understand the language, and they are sung with passion. It is a combination, as you'll hear, of Oriental European and actually Sephardic elements. Sephardic Jews came here from Andalusia back in the time of the Ottoman Empire. When it started, allegedly, it was just voices on their own, but now, of course, some simple instruments accompany them. So for the next hour or so, this is traditional music from Bosnia-Herzegovina. You can put it on your iPod, play it off your desktop, your laptop, or whatever, and this gives you a background feel to this wonderful country where I'm broadcasting from at the moment. Thank you.
Oh, dziewno, a serce moje korek ja da nie ma.
Thank you. pobjegla je šensa materina. Pobjegla je šensa materina. Uzbezistan, izbezistan sama. Uzbezistan, izbezistan sama. Ona traži Aznadara i njegova tri nova dućana, i njegova tri nova dućana. Daj mi mu jednu litru zlata, uzmi šemso koliko ti drago. Uzmi šemso koliko ti drago.
Peo si neki još su ljepši mladi Pazerđani, još su ljepši mladi Pazerđani. Pazerđan Mustafa, aj pošetala su jedina fata, aj pošetala domu stara grada, luta fata, počaši sama, ona traži muju Pazerđana, naće sedmom dućanu, hej bolan mujo, daj mi oku zlata, hej bolan mujo, daj mi oku zlata. Danas fato, ja ne vjerim zlato, Tereziju nosili ja rani, pa se nešto Terezija kvari, nego uđi maga za ovamo, uzmi zlata koliko ti drago, ej uzmi zlata koliko ti drago. Aj prevari se žalostna joj majka, uđe fata u magazu sama, za njom uđe mujo, zamandali vrata. Uđe fata u magazu sama, za njom uđe mujo, zamandali vrata. Ej, za njom mujo, zamandali vrata. Čudila se Amanija, čudila se zema, trava. Za kog pođe Zilhanuma mlada. Od pećine Zemanija, od pećine, od najviše stijene, od pećine, od najviše stijene. Neće begat
Седлаю, Na vratima spaja ja joj rekoh dobro veče. Dobro veče, djevojče.
Krila mu se pao. ach me raka u večeri rame sastala se družba akšamlija u šiviku Harli grano Rahat luku Nigdje kraja nema Tu fazi
Sevda music from Bosnia and Herzegovina on the Balkan Adventures podcast, the last one for 2017. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast that we've been doing this year. The plan for 2018 is much more exciting, lots more interviews, lots more reporting from out on the street, but that's still to come. If you like the podcast, please subscribe. That would be wonderful. You'll always be notified of an update. And of course, the podcast is available on iTunes, on Stitcher, and on Podbean, and more as well. So all you have to do is go to your favorite podcast player on your mobile device. Well, we normally listen on mobile devices these days, and just put in the search bar the Balkan Adventures podcast, and you'll find us there. Until the next podcast, this is David Bailey wishing you the very, very best. Rutsch, as the Germans would say, that rush into the new year. Please stay safe and have a peaceful one. And I will catch you very, very soon.
To find out more about us and where we live, why not check out our blog at aninglishmaninthebalkans.com. See you next time.
And that's a wrap for this podcast. We hope you've enjoyed finding out a little more about both Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. If you've enjoyed this journey as much as we enjoy bringing it to you, please take a moment to leave us a review and subscribe to our podcast. Your feedback helps us tremendously and makes a huge difference. Thank you once again for joining us, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pachinovich Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans. So that's it for this one. Thanks for keeping me company. If you enjoyed the episode, maybe share it with a friend who might like it too. And if you've got thoughts, questions, or just want to say hello, you can always reach out. Also, if you'd like to support the podcast and help me keep telling these stories, you can drop a little tip via Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the show notes. Even a euro or two makes a big difference. So that's it then. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next episode.